Well, today I've run around to the lovely village of Coton, and I'm here by the very lovely, newly refurbished village hall with a lady who teaches dance. Her name is Paula Hayne. Can we go in here?
Yeah, sure.
So amongst other things that you do, you're a bit of a caretaker of the village hall, are you?
Yes, help out with the village hall committee. Wow. There's quite a lot of us that take turns.
How lovely. So how long have you...
lovely space.
How long have you been here in Coton?
I've lived here 5 years now. Uh-huh. And I've started teaching the dance classes quite soon after I arrived.
So this is the space where...
This is the space I use, yeah, for the classes. So these lovely high ceilings and lots of light.
So what first got you into dance?
Oh, gosh. So I started dance classes when I was 2 in a local village church hall in St Neots, where I grew up. And so I can't really remember not dancing. I've always danced. And I went through ballet and modern, jazz, tap, and then went on and did A-level dance and contemporary. And then at university, I had a friend who taught me Indian dance, and I had some lessons in that. I went travelling for a year and again explored loads of different types of dance, Balinese dance, Indian dance. So it's always been a really big part of my life. And then we actually settled in a former mining village in South Wales, where I lived for 13 years. And there wasn't a lot of activity going on, especially for girls. There was lots of rugby.
Yeah.
And it was just something I thought was something I could start, a class for younger children.
Yeah.
And it snowballed, really, into a dance school that went from kind of 3 years old to 20 years old. And adults, actually, as well.
Dance is really important. And I met you when we were at Toft, at the care home there, when you were doing dance for dementia?
People with dementia and also people living with Parkinson's. Yeah, I did 2 sessions there.
That's right. Yeah. That's a little way away from where you started.
Yes, definitely. I've always been involved in community dance.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's more recent, the move into working with older people. But it's the same principles in seeing the benefits of dance for everybody of all ages.
Sure. Okay, well, this is a lovely community space.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
And this is where you hold what
classes?
Yeah,
my class is for mosaic dance. So that's from age 5 up to 16, 17 we've got now. And that's creative dance classes. It's called Mosaic Dance. It was the same name as I first started the dance school in Wales. I wanted to really reflect that it was about lots of individual pieces coming together to make an even more impressive, bigger picture, which is something I kind of believe in life as well as in dance. So it's about people coming together. Everyone's a part of it, so I hope all of them feel that they play an important part in it. They definitely have access to making decisions about music and movement, and there's lots of creativity and their ideas coming forward as well.
So there wasn't anything here when you moved back to Cambridge?
No, I wasn't thinking necessarily that I would start dancing, and then some of the parents in the playground said, oh, well, maybe if you do, we'll send our children if you ever do start something. So I started... And my children were keen to come along, and then it snowballed, and it's such a lovely community that have really embraced the whole idea of community dance. And at our shows, we have a show at Comberton Village College each year, and some of the parents will be involved in flash mobs and
get out.
It's brilliant fun. they're such a good audience and support of, and they, you know, ferrying their children to and from classes and everything. Yeah, so the parents are great, the children are wonderful, and it's just it's a lovely place to continue mosaic dance.
So when you say, you know, it's dance, are you doing ballet and tap, are you?
Every class is creative dance, so we'll draw on different genres, but a lot of it is their own creative movement. They choose the music, so sometimes we tend towards a street style, if that's what they're feeling like, but we've also done, we've done African gumboot dancing, Bollywood dancing, musical theatre, we're doing all that jazz, one of the classes at the moment, lots of different styles come in. And that's really nice because they get to explore.
So they bring the ideas into you.
Yeah, definitely. And they always will come up with ideas. You never have to. That's one thing I never have to worry about. There's always loads and loads of ideas.
That's real community dance, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
So with your community dance classes, then, how do you connect everybody?
I find that in all of my work, the most important thing is the relationship and the connection with the participants and then with each other as a class. So in all of them, whether it's at Toft, I try and spend time individually to get to know them and know how the music triggers certain memories, for example, for people with dementia, and then I can draw on that each week and build a relationship. So even if they don't know quite remember who I am, they remember that they feel safe and comfortable. We can take it from there. With the children's classes, we always start classes with a news in a circle, and if anybody wants to say their news of the week, then they do. So that's quite a lively part of start of the class, but it means everybody is connected with each other and with me, building that relationship. So whether it's from a really shy toddler who's nervous to come in, or a teenager who's self-conscious, or an older person who's reluctant maybe or nervous about trying dance, I think that if you can build that connection and that kind of safe place for everybody to feel comfortable and then bring in the dance as well, then you get fantastic results.
What else do you do then? Because, you know, you can't just stay here in this lovely
space. No. So branching out, obviously, with the work at Toft, which has been really exciting at Home Meadow, with the dementia and the people living with Parkinson's, which is I'm really excited about.
Yeah, and that's something that is an ongoing thing, isn't it, across the land now? So we're very lucky in Cambridgeshire
that
it's there.
Yeah, and I hope more people can access that and can get the benefits from that.
What special training did you have for doing the Dancing with Parkinson's?
Well, I'm a professional member of People Dancing, and they are great at providing summer schools where you can access lots of training. And one of the things they're very strong on is the training for Dance for Parkinson's. And I went last summer for their summer school with two brilliant tutors, one Danielle, who works a lot with English National Ballet, and also David from Mark Morris Dance Company in Brooklyn in New York. And both those companies have been at the forefront of the research and development of Dance for Parkinson's. So I had a brilliant time being tutored by them. And then taking that onwards into my sessions that I lead at Toft.
And so the difference there, I noticed when you were there, was that it was very visual, the dance.
Yes, definitely. The Dance for Parkinson's is using lots of imagery, rhythms in the music, and trying to bypass that conscious movement and using a more instinctive subconscious movement, so that people don't have to think about, they're not thinking about what they can't do, but we're really exploring what they can do and having fun with that.
How dancers moved on from ballet and tap.
Yeah, and I think community dance is really important in that it is enabling, or how I see it, is enabling people to access dance who maybe wouldn't go to a formal ballet class or a formal ballroom class or something, but that everybody can enjoy it, and making that accessible is important.
Sure. So what else do you do?
Also, with a colleague of mine, Ellen Lipscomb, from the Bar Community Dance, she's based in Oakington, that we actually met at a People Dancing summer school where we were working on early years dance course, and we realised how close we lived to each other, and we formed Dance Ed, which we were both very passionate about how much children in schools could benefit from dance as well. So it's taking dance workshops into local primary schools all around Cambridgeshire, and we link it to their topic, whatever they're working on. So we were doing World War II this morning. Uh-huh. We were working on a soldier dance, actually. So it was jumps and explosions and rolls and crawling and marching. And, it was action-packed this morning. We've also done an evacuees one, and thinking about the emotion involved in separation. Again, the children come up with lots of ideas, and we link in as much as we can to enrich their class-based learning with the dance workshops.
Yeah, and so also, I guess, getting those moves into the history and what they're learning about makes them understand.
Yeah, some children definitely benefit from learning through movement and that kind of kinesthetic learning, so they can really understand and cement that understanding when they've done it with their bodies, and that's great. And I know teachers, the feedback we have is that they've really enjoy it, which we can see. But also some children who really flourish in that situation, that maybe don't in a more academic class situation, and you can see their creativity, and they're able to really, we let them run with it. So
how
that's great. Yeah,
this should be more for grown-ups like this.
It is a great job.
When do you hold your community dance classes?
So I have the classes here in Coton on Mondays and Thursdays after school time. We do those. And for November, I'm running Creative November. So on Sundays, they can book in with small groups. So that's working with between 2 and 6 children. So maybe they don't have to be the same age. So sometimes I've got a group of siblings coming together, and they're coming with a piece of music and their ideas, and we're working on a piece for them, so they can book into those through November.
Well, that's really special, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really fun.
And what about the future for you? Where do you see yourself going with dance?
Well, I would love Mosaic Dance to continue as it is. It started with, I was only teaching 5 to 11 year olds, and that's now that those 11-year-olds are now 16, so that's lovely to have a big range. And also, I really hope that to make dance as accessible as possible for older people through Home Meadow and elsewhere, especially people living with Parkinson's and dementia, but everybody. And then the dance ed work we're so excited about, because I just think it's such a great thing for school children to have access to the physical side of things and the artistic creative process as well, and be part of a creative process and the decision making, and being able to raise people's self-confidence and self-esteem through dance. I just hope to be able to carry on with all of it.
Did you ever have any hankerings, you know, to maybe join a chorus line or something, or go on cruise ships?
No, I was always really, really keen to teach, really from quite young. I used to help my dance teacher when I was from kind of 13, 14. And I did lots of performing at college and so on, but I think community dance is where my heart lies.
Absolutely. Well, it's great. She'll dance.
Yeah.
You can help me with your time. How's that?